Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You are enjoying the Ekadasi?
Estamos disfrutando do Ekadasi?
Yes.
Are you enjoying the Ekadasi?
Estamos disfrutando do Ekadasi?
Yes. Is it sweet?
Doce?
Want Ekadasi every day?
Vocês querem Ekadasi todos os dias?
Every day you make fast advancement.
Todo dia vocês fazem rápido avanço.
If you can see it every day, you make fast advance.
If you can see todo dia, se avança rápido.
Pure devotee in short time, very short time.
Devoto puro, bem rápido.
So before some of you came,
então, antes de vocês virem,
we had the International Leaders Association.
Tivemos uma associação
International Leaders Association. ILS.
ILS.
So many devotees presented so many topics.
Muitos devotos apresentaram diferentes tópicos.
Were very sweet.
Foi muito doce.
Some are favorite. One of the favorites, the one I love most, was from His Holiness Prahlada Swami. He presented something on reading. Reading, we're talking about devotees who read. We should read Srila Prabhupada books. It is very important. So if I ask you,
então, se eu pergunto,
what is so important in reading?
Que é tão importante na leitura?
Our scriptures. What is so important,
tão importante
in reading our scriptures? I want to hear from all of you.
Quero ouvir de vocês.
What is so important in studying our books?
O que é tão importante estudar os nossos livros?
Yes, Prabhu.
Keeps our mind strong against Maya.
Mantenha nossa mente forte.
Keep our mind very strong against Maya. Very good.
Muito bom.
Very good. Yes.
Makes our intelligence clear and gives association Srila Prabhupada.
Makes our intelligence clear.
Nossa inteligência clara e associação com Srila Prabhupada.
No confusion.
Sem confusão.
Clear. Very good.
Makes us remember the goal today. What's our goal?
So we know the goal.
Para saber qual é a nossa meta.
Very good. Yes.
Bom,
both the things makes your philosophy strong.
You have a very strong
and realization.
Strong realization, strong commitment. Become very strong in our philosophy. It's a sound philosophy. You have sound philosophy. Yes, very good. What is so important in reading our books? That was the question. Yes, sir.
We have the glories of your devotees.
Okay, you understand the glories of devotional service, pure devotional service, okay?
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, it eradicates all the inauspiciousness from all.
It will eradicate all inauspiciousness. Abhadrani. Abhadrasu. Very good. It will cleanse all the dirty things in the heart. Yes.
The scriptures are like the manual to lead our life in a proper direction.
Manual.
Manual para sabida.
Every manufacturer has what? It's a manual.
Cada fabricação.
Every manufacturer, cell phone, eyeglass, microphone, computer, everything. There's a manual. So Krishna gave the manual how to operate this material world. He gave a manual also. Very good. Yes?
Sí.
No one can fool us.
We will not be cheated. Someone can speak nonsense and we will not understand. Someone can use the scripture to cheat. If you don't have sound philosophy, you will not understand the difference. Many devotees, I have had devotees saying, I attended the lecture and he spoke exactly like Prabhupada. When I hear a devotee speak like that, I look at the person, you are a fool. This is the offense I used to make in my mind. You are a fool. You can't speak like Prabhupada. You cannot. Nobody can speak like Prabhupada. If I hear a devotee speak like that, you are a fool. This is my mind. This offense I used to make in my mind. I'm confessing. Today is a currency I'm confessing today. Nobody can speak like Prabhupada. If it is true, everybody are speaking like Prabhupada, why there were not many devotees before Prabhupada? Why? If they were speaking like Prabhupada, why did they make many devotees? They will have made many devotees like Prabhupada. So I don't believe that they speak the same. So if you don't read properly, we will not know the difference. Yes?
We should read proper books because it will please Prabhupada.
Okay, it will please Prabhupada.
Prabhupada
has spent his time to write all these books. Just to sell, back money. You'll be happy if you read. But why Prabhupada will be happy? Why Prabhupada will be pleased that we are reading the books?
For Sigur?
Yes. I have a million followers, you see. Is that what Prabhupada will be happy? Why Prabhupada will be pleased like, if we are reading that we are reading his books? Why?
Okay.
Yes, probably, please, we are getting closer to Krishna. Yes. You didn't hear?
Because he's satisfying his Guru Bhaktisiddhanta.
Okay. Papa was ordered to print books. So Bhaktisiddhanta will be pleased.
It was one of the principles, Prabhupada, you know, four principles, books are the basis. He created his
books are the basis. Yes. Why Prabhupada will be pleased?
Porque Prabhupada satisfeito.
Why? Why Prabhupada will be very pleased that we are reading his books?
She has made progress by reading his books.
We are making progress. Yes. We're making special progress. So yes. Why should we study these books? That was the original question. I'm not I'm still on it. Why we should read books?
There
are so many books in the market. But why we should we should read these books? Why should we study?
To get
to
know
Krishna.
So we can know Krishna.
Krishna.
If you don't read, you'll be ignorant. Yes.
So that we can revive our relationship with the Lord.
We revive our relationship with Krishna. Return knowledge. How will you get? So we have to know our relationship. Yes. Why we should read?
It is as it is, like coming from Guru Parampara, so everything. And it supports chanting.
It's Parampara. Support chanting, yes, yes. Why we should read? Why is it important we should read the books? Yes. I'm speaking to you.
So far,
yes. Why is it important we should read? Basis of everything. Yes. Why should we read? Why should we read?
Otherwise, we forget
why are we chanting,
why
are
we
practicing this Krishna consciousness
movement.
Okay, good. If you don't know, we will be doing everything mechanically. Do you notice that some of you are having difficulty to answer? Notice that? Some of you are having difficulties? Because you're not reading. If you're reading, you'll be fluent. Fluent. So I'll tell you. So listen. This book's Prabhupada gave to us.
This is the use of the Prabhupada.
It's not different from Krishna.
Very different from Krishna.
So Prabhupada said every page of Bhagavatam, you see who?
Krishna
standing.
Prabhupada followed the page of Bhagavatam, say Krishna.
Every page he turned, is
Krishna.
So if Bhagavatam is Krishna, reading Bhagavatam means what? Means what? You are associating directly with Krishna. That's what reading means. You are having direct association with Krishna. Direct. In the verses, what do you find in the verses? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, right? Sri Sugadeva Goswami Uvacha, right? Is it not?
Why?
Maitreya Uchu. Sri Maitreya Uchu. This is what you find, right? Maitreya is a condition, so? Sugadeva Goswami condition, so? Sri Narada Uvacha is a condition, so? Narada? Bhagwan Uvacha. It's a condition, so? So reading means what? you are having association with all these personalities.
Personalities.
Srila Prabhupada quoted them in the purport. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, the purport, Prabhupada is quoting. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Prabhupada is quoting. Jiva Goswami, Sridhara Swami, Bhugarbha Goswami. Prabhupada is quoting them. So, what are we doing? We are having an association of all these personalities. So, reading means to have association with Krishna and Krishna's pure devotees. And the pure devotees are speaking about Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Therefore, if one hears them, Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, all these Rupa Goswami, all the Goswamis are giving benediction. Anyone who hears this with faith will attain love of Godhead. Second canto of Bhagavatam. It has 10 chapters. The last chapter, chapter 10. The heading is Bhagavatam is a solution to all problems. Srimad Bhagavatam is what? The solution to all problems. So read Bhagavatam means what? We are approaching our eternal destination. Resolving all our problems. And what Bhagavatam is studying the scripture means. Is it clear? When I said why we should read, what is Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam is directly the Supreme Lord. And it contains activities he had performed with his pure devotees. These activities in themselves, they are potent to purify anyone. Anyone. So it is not a mistake that Krishna gave us the Bhagavatam, all the scriptures. And Sri Sopani said what? Aparusheya. Aparusheya. Means they are not from a mundane person. The scriptures are not from a mundane person. The scriptures are coming from what? The spiritual world. Is it not? Give me this, all of this on the bed. This one on the bed. Thank you. So if Bhagavatam is this, or that our scripture is this, so if you don't read our scripture, means what? If this what our scriptures are, so if we don't read, what does it mean? This is my second question. So what does it mean if we don't read? So if do we agree that this is Bhagavatam, this is our scripture? We agreed?
Yes.
So if we are not reading, what does it mean?
Missing the opportunity.
Hmm?
Missing the opportunity.
Missing the opportunity?
I'm ungrateful.
Ungrateful?
I'm
not taking advantage of what is available?
We're not associating with Krishna.
We're not associating with Krishna. Yes.
Associating
with Maya. We are associating with Maya.
Sounds like Maya.
Good. Yes.
Knowingly getting away from Krishna.
Knowingly drinking poison. Another time that's what I said. We are knowingly drinking poison. Right. Yes. We are not pleasing Krishna. We are deliberately displeasing Krishna. Yes, if we don't read, what does it mean? What are we doing to ourselves if you don't read? That was my question. If you don't read, yes?
We are committing suicide.
Suicide. Yes, committing suicide, yes?
I was going to say the same.
Yes, committing suicide. Please, please. What you are saying, I want you to take it very seriously. Do we agree that we are committing suicide? Is it true we are committing suicide? Is it true? I'm asking you. Is it true we are committing suicide?
You don't feel like that.
But is it true we are committing suicide? We are committing suicide. We. Not reading our books is suicide. What is suicide? What is suicide? Suicide, what is it? What is suicide?
Killing.
So, if we are not getting the amount of purification the soul needs to remain enthusiastic, determined, fixed in Christian consciousness, what is that? Suicide. Giving up Christian consciousness is what? Suicide. Now, many devotees contemplate giving up Christian consciousness. Many devotees. Things of giving up Krishna consciousness. So what is that? Suicide. There are many Hare Krishna devotees who are thinking of giving up Krishna consciousness. Many have done already. Many will still do. Why? Suicide. Because there's no nourishment. People commit suicide because they feel not loved. There's no need to exist. What am I existing for? A person who is happy with life will not commit suicide. You're enjoying. You will not commit suicide. When one feels that, what am I living for? This is not dead, this is not dead, there's nothing there. Nobody loves me, nobody cares for me, then suicide. So giving up Krishna consciousness means we are not getting nourishment. So yes, commit suicide. We're committing suicide, not reading. It's suicidal. Hear what Sudha Goswami said. Krishna swadharma upagate. Listen. Don't look anywhere else, you listen. Listen. Listen.
Listen.
Part of the exercise Maharaj taught us, I'm going to teach you. So you should listen. Krishna swadharma upagate. Swadharma upagate. Not dharma. It's dharma upagate. Two words joined together. Krishna swadharma upagate. I have broken it. I have separated it. Now you separate it. Krishna swadharma upagate. Do you understand? Krishna swadharma upagate. Okay. How many people can repeat it? Anyone know this slogan before? Okay, not you. So you should not. Okay, don't repeat. Yeah, you don't compete. Only those who don't know this slogan before. Who can repeat it completely? Just one line. You know it before? Yeah. I hear the word. If you are reciting or not. From the back? Anyone can try? Krishna means what?
Krishna.
Swa. Swa. I use one word. Just follow me. Swa means what? Yes. Own. Dam. No, dharma. Dam. Dam. Abud. Upagati.
Went
away. Right. You understand? Krishna.
Krishna
went to his own abode. Right? Krishna went to his own abode. You understand? Krishna swadham upagate. Krishna went to his own abode. No, Krishna went to his own abode. Dharma jnana adibhi saha. Jnana. Dharma jnana adibhi saha. Saha means? Saha?
Along with.
Okay, she got it. Yeah, together with, along with. Together with, or along with. That's good. Now, it is dharma and jnana. So, means what?
Religion.
Religion.
Knowledge.
What happened to it? Krishna took them away with him to his own abode. You get it?
Yes.
If you read it alone. You see how it's good to read together? To read together? Right? It's sweet. You memorize it before you leave?
It's memorized.
Dharma jnana adibhi saha. So Krishna swadharma upagate. Dharma jnana adibhi saha. Means what? Lord Krishna went back to his own abode along with religion and knowledge.
Krishna voltou para sua própria morada com a religião e conhecimento.
Then,
então,
what happened? What is happening in this material?
Can consider some material.
This material.
Some material.
Where there is no light.
Can nothing lose?
There is no religion.
Religion.
So what is that place?
Irreligious.
Darkness. Kalo nasta drisham isa. Kalo nasta drisham isa. Kalo means?
Kaliyuga.
Nasta means? Destroy. Kalo nasta drisham. Drisham.
Vision.
Is saha. No, no, this one is Esa, not Saha. This is Esa. 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 Esa.
This.
There are two. This and this. Right? So which one?
This.
This is singular.
Singular.
It is singular. So it's this one. Purana Arka Aduna Udita. Purana Arka Aduna Udita. There are four words. Purana Arka Aduna Udita. Purana Arka Aduna Udita. So, what does it mean? Purana? Okay. Purana means what in English? Purana means what?
Scriptures. Purana.
Purana means what?
Purana means, okay.
Scriptures.
Old.
Yes. Yes, ancient, old. Purana. Purana means old. Not just scripture, old scripture. Then you can add adjective to it. Ancient scripture. Now either you qualify it. Right? Purana means what? The oldest scripture. Arka?
Arka?
Arka? At least you see. Arka means what? Sun. Sun.
Sun. Sun.
Aduna.
Aduna.
Aduna means? Aduna? Aduna Udita. Aduna Udita. As Krishna was going, Bhagavatam descended. Krishna is going, and Bhagavatam is coming. Aduna Udita. Right? As Krishna is going, Bhagavatam came. So, Sutta Goswami is saying, Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the midday sun. Meaning what? See, Bhagavatam is the eye. Bhagavatam is the eye. Kalo nasta drisham isa. For those who have lost our vision in dense Kali. Dense Kali. Kali is so dense, so dark, that anyone who wants to see. With this? No. Purana. Arka. The Bhagavatam is the eye. So if you would not study the Bhagavatam, what are we doing? Committing suicide. So now we know why we should read Bhagavatam. We should study the scripture. So is it important for us to read? It's important? How important is it to read?
Essential.
How essential it is. How? How essential? How essential is it?
As we breathe?
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
You are respirators.
As you eat?
Come.
Yes. So, when we eat prasadam, listen to my question. When you take prasadam, it's for who?
Hmm?
Please try to understand. The food you are eating every day is for this body. It's for this body. So what is the food for the soul? Purana.
Purana.
If you want to feed the soul, if you want to nourish the soul, if you don't want to commit suicide, you should eat. So here. So here. Very important. So important as breathing or as eating. So, Sri Gurudev Maharaj said, those who are alive, they will preach Christian consciousness. Dead body will not preach. So if we are not reading, we are what? Dead bodies. So we don't preach. Because we are dead bodies. So it is very, very important that we should read every day. Every day. No one can survive in this world if we don't study the scriptures. Okay, but what is it? Why we are not reading? What are the reasons we don't read?
Laziness.
Yes.
No taste.
Are you selling the Bhaktivinoda Maharaj said like that? We are lazy. Say we are lazy. Lazy because, not because I cannot slap you. I'm not lazy. I cannot lift this. Lazy because you cannot make use of what is available. We did not request the Prabhupada to give us scripture. We didn't request him. He did of his own accord. We didn't ask Srila Vyasadeva to give us scriptures. We didn't. He did out of his own sweet will. In meditation, Srila Vyasadeva saw the age of Kali coming in his meditation. Out of his compassion, seeing giants reduce to our sizes. No. 3 years ago, I saw the first time in my life a lady was this high, this tall, old lady, very old. Where there? Jagannath Puri. An old lady. This is her height. This mridanga. Yes. The first time I saw the prediction of Bhagavatam. Jagannath Puri. I saw a lady this height. The height of this mridanga. Old lady. Everybody was taking pictures. I didn't take the picture. We were taking pictures, we were giving her money, we were giving her gift. This size. Why are people taking pictures? We say surprise compared to our own height. What is this? So people from Satya Yuga, if they come today, what would they do? They also take a picture of you. They also take a picture. Ah, can a human being be this size? Yes, they will take and show it to the people. See, look at it. So, basically, he saw us like this. out of his compassion, he then he went to the Brahma. Please, I have to do some service for Kali Yuga. It's a terrible age. Brahma said, what service do you want to do? I want to put things down. I want to write. Help me to write. The Brahma said, that's not my service. My service is to create. Writing is not my business. So go to Ganesh. So yesterday he went to Ganesh. So requested Ganesh to write. Ganesh, yeah, I will write. But I'm not a slow writer. I'm not very slow. I write very fast. Yesterday he smiled. And he said, see, it's a very serious service. If you don't understand what I'm speaking before you write, you will do disservice. So this is a very careful job. You have to listen very carefully and understand what I'm saying. Then you can write. Ganesh also smiled. Okay, you understand each other. So Ganesh wrote it down. For our benefit. So we should read. Because we are affected by the influence of Kali Yuga. Everything is affected by Kali Yuga. Our intelligence, the mind, the senses, the body, the knowledge, devotional service, everything is affected by Kali Yuga. So Bhagavatam is the hope. Therefore, we should study. It's very, very important. Very important. I wish not study alone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told, what's his name? We're reading yesterday. What's his name? Devananda Pandit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you are a foolish, ignorant person. Go and study Bhagavatam under a devotee. So we are doing Bhakti Sastra. Bhakti Bhava. Under a devotee. You can understand. So we should study it together. Very sweet. You know? Very sweet. So why we don't read? One is laziness. Yes. Why we are not reading? One is laziness. We don't know the importance.
Yes. So many things are more important.
We have so many things we consider important. They are priorities. Make more money. Festival. Plenty prasadam. So, Prabhu, what was the festival yesterday? Oh, wonderful festival. Yes, our ego will be expanding. Yes. Yesterday, we had a successful festival. Yes. Yes, why are we not reading?
No taste.
No taste.
There's
no taste.
No taste.
There's a fight. There's no taste.
So fato, não temos gosto.
Ignorance is heavy in our consciousness.
Ignorance está pesada na nossa consciência.
Ignorance is heavy in our consciousness.
Ignorance está pesada na consciência.
Yes. Why are we not reading?
Porque não lemos.
No sincerity. No dedication.
Não temos sinceridade, dedicação.
Because in our day-to-day life, we don't see people who are reading.
Yes, good. Good. We don't see many devotees reading. Every day, devotees are busy having meeting from morning till night. Right? All our leaders, no, it's not all. Majority of our leaders are heavy meeting from morning till night. No reading. So it's not important. Meetings is more important. Yes?
Not proper planning.
No planning.
We forget the urgency.
And this is compulsory.
Yes.
We forget. Yes. A canister. Why are we not reading? Why are we not reading? So really mention plan. No plan.
We don't realize that it's something urgent.
So really mention, yes. So mention. Nothing new?
Not at all.
We're taking it for granted.
We're taking this for granted. We take it for granted. These are for beginners. These bhaktas. We are already old devotees, now we know what to do. We know what to do. How many lectures I have had in this movement? You are just a bhakta. You just came now. Do you know how many lectures I have given in this movement? So what is there again? I have read Bhagavatam. I have had the whole Bhagavatam already. I have had all the Bhagavatam in the lecture. I have already had all Bhagavatam in the lecture. So.
I think that sometimes, out of sentimentalism, we give the load to Krishna. We think Krishna will help me, and we don't look for the help.
There are so many literate people in this movement. There are many literate people in this movement who are pure devotees. So I don't have to read. Is it not?
No.
There are so many pure devotees in the movement who are illiterate. So, these scriptures are revealed. Not by study. It's revealed. It will reveal to you. No need to read. Yes. When Krishna is happy, he will reveal it to you. Yeah. So, why did you wasting time to read? Prabhupada said, to hear it is better than reading. Prabhupada said. Yeah, Prabhupada said that. So, don't disobey Prabhupada. Don't disobey Prabhupada. Yes, why are we not reading? Why are we not reading? I want to hear. Tell me. Huh? Why are we not reading? You see? The question was, why are we not reading? The mind tells us that you already know everything, so why are you going to read again? You already know everything. The mind says like that. You already know everything, so what are you reading again? Is anything you never heard of in a Bhagavatam? Yes? Why are we not reading?
The Bhagavatam is full of instructions, and if we are reading, we have to follow those instructions.
There are too many things, too many instructions, yes, so which one to follow? It's confusing. There are too many. We don't want to remember.
Yeah, we read, we'll remember. Like, just complimenting what she said.
Oh, I don't remember what I read.
No, we'll remember the instruction.
We'll not remember. So, why wasting time? Why should I waste my time? It's too difficult. Right? Yes. Why we don't read?
No taste.
No tests.
in Tamil was.
Well, let's say something.
Lazy.
I'm too busy. I'm too busy. I have to work through. I have to take care of baby. I have to take care of kitchen. I have to cook for husband. I have to cook for. No time. No time. Very busy. No time.
When we make a resolution to read regularly, I'm saying for myself. If we miss 1 or 2 days, we are thinking that nothing is happening.
Discourage. We are discouraged. Yes, I didn't keep to the vow of reading, so discouraged. No need to read, to go back again. But there are so many things which we are not keeping to, which we still do them. Yes, you get discouraged. Yes.
We are not following the scriptures, so if we read, feel guilty.
Guilt. Guilt. There's so many things inside. If you read, you get so many things to do. I won't be able to do them. So, no need to disturb myself. I can feel comfortable. Yes.
Because we don't plan our day. We are not planning our day.
You already mentioned we're not planning.
We mentioned Amos is the same plan. We don't know the signs of Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness is not the goal. We don't know the goal.
Não conhecemos a meta.
We don't know the goal of Krishna consciousness. We don't appreciate Prabhupada's sacrifice. Yeah, we don't appreciate. Prabhupada wasted his time. So how do we overcome this? How do we overcome all these things we have mentioned?
Association with those
who have taste for reading. Or reading every day. Good. How do we overcome this? There's always a solution. We have identified the problem. Now we should identify the solution. How do we overcome this? One, we should associate with those who have taste for reading, who are reading every day. Associate with them. Very good.
Making it a habit.
So make it a habit. To make it a habit. How do you maintain that habit? How do you maintain the habit?
Strong sadhana.
Strong sadhana. How do we maintain the habit? If you want to read every day, and you have given your yourself a time. Okay, every day, according to my schedule, I will read by 5 o'clock. Please, don't depend on that. Do not depend on that. Always keep a book with you. Always keep a book with you. Anywhere you go, keep a book with you. Sanatana Goswami said Bhagavatam is his companion. Companion means what? What is companion? What is a companion? Companion. Yes, something with you always. So always keep a book. Always. Don't be alone without a book. Just like we shouldn't be alone without our bead bag, our bead. We should not be alone without our bead. We should not be alone without a book. When we are traveling, we make arrangement to carry prasadam, right? We don't make arrangement to carry a book. So, always keep a book.
Sempre manter um livro.
Why?
Okay.
We are not the controller.
Nous sommes sur contrôleur.
Therefore,
pourtanto,
not all our plans will work exactly as we plan them.
Non tous nos plans vont fonctionner exactement comme planifiés.
So, there is emergency. You have gone out.
Emergency.
Or you have closed from work.
Vous êtes absent sur le travail.
I will get to the house.
Je suis en casa.
By 4:30. I will clean up. By 5, I will read. So there is a traffic. I didn't get to the house on time. How will you read by 5? This is one of the qualities my Gurudev has. He is never caught unaware. Do you understand? You never surprise. You can't surprise him. He is prepared for every situation. Every situation. Every situation he can arrest it comfortably. Every situation. He knows what to do at any given time. We are traveling with him. One day we are traveling. And our car had problem on the way. So we parked. As soon as we got down from the car, he brought out his briefcase. He find a place and sat down. He is writing. Perfectly organized. While we are facing the car, he has positioned himself, his writing. Never disturbed. Everything goes on smoothly with him. Oh, what is going to happen? Oh, how long it take to fix this car? Oh, what is the destination? How far is from here to our destination? Oh, nothing. There's nothing like that. Nothing. Anything that happened, he has a perfect solution to it. So he said, the devotee should be like fire brigade.
Fire begins.
Brigade.
Yes.
They want to sell como
fire brigade. They don't speculate. They are trained. The moment they say fire, they know what the heart will go straight to not take it. They will go straight to it. Once you say fire, they know exactly what to do. Fire brigade. So we should be prepared. Keep a book with us. That is, if you want to read every day, if you want to chant every day, keep your bead with you wherever you go, wherever you are. Yes? The solution? How do we overcome not reading every day? What should we do to arrest, to develop habit to read every day?
You can plan to meet together and read.
Plan to read together also? Very powerful to read together. And my Gurudev, he taught me how to read 2 books at a time. Very strong. Very strong. Very nice. Powerful. I did many times. Very sweet. You know, if you read 2 books at the same time, say Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. I had Bhagavad Gita a long time. At that time, my head was better. No, it was. The whole Bhagavad Gita, I have placed all the Bhagavatam that correspond with the east verse of Bhagavatam, the whole. But somebody took the book from the Bhagavad Gita. So if you take Bhagavatam and take you get a verse from Bhagavatam, you can immediately remember a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Very sweet. Try it. Try it.
You understand, right? You read the verses from Bhagavatam and all Bhagavad Gita verses that relate to Bhagavatam.
Yes. Yes. I was putting that all like that in Bhagavad Gita. But somebody took it from me. I don't have the guitar yet. Yes. What are the things we should do to overcome not reading?
We can take some vows that we won't sleep without reading. Or we should punish ourselves that we will read double out of fear we will read whatever.
One devotee sent a letter to me and said, I'm having difficulties, I'm not chanting Sisharan every day. I replied back to the devotee, from today onward, if you don't chant Sisharan, don't eat. Yes, I did. And then when I was speaking this, another the devotee was there in my room. When I was doing this, that devotee started to cry. Because he was also having the same problem. And that, from that day onward, he started also chanting his sin before eating. And he told me, you know, because we like eating, therefore, I have to chance I can eat. So I felt very happy that my technique works. I was happy with it. If you don't chance to sit around, don't eat. So if you don't read, don't eat. Until you have read something. Don't tell me I attended Bhagavatam class this morning, so I read the purport. No. Yes, I've already done it. In the Bhagavatam class this morning, I was reading the verse in my cell phone. So I have read. No, I don't want that. That should be outside. You should read every day. Yes, how to overcome obstacles in reading. Yes. So we should load all the scriptures in our cell phone. Right? We can have them but still not read. Because the mind is clouded with so many anarthas. So one of the ways we can create a club, a reading club, online.
Reading club.
Yes. Online. Yes.
We can systematically, it's reading itself, but we can make a commitment to systematically study why is it good if I read and why it is not good if I don't read.
So yes. Very good. Such yes. So we can, like we have done, we have analyzed, first of all, what is these scriptures? We have tried to understand the scripture. Then we look at why it's important for us to read them. Right? Now we have identified why we are not doing it. So what we are doing now is the solution. So probably suggesting. So now we should analyze the importance of reading. And why it is, what is dangerous if I don't read. That will also induce us to read.
Right?
Good point. So if you have both, because everyone does something with interest. With interest. So if I know this is good for me, then we'll develop interest to do it. Yes.
Maybe even better is to take regular guidance of someone who reads.
Yes. We can meet other devotees who are reading. Why do you keep reading always? What do you gain by reading always? One devotee wrote to me and asked, please tell us why you are fiction, you are sadhana like that. I have not spoken about it. It's very good. So we can ask. You can ask, what What is making you to be fixing your reading regularly? Like before we mentioned, because we don't see someone reading, so that's why I don't read. So when we see someone reading, so you can ask the person, please share us your secret. What is making you to be reading every day? Because the person is getting something, that is why he's doing what he's doing regularly. So you should, as you say, you should take advantage of what is available. Meet with devotees and ask them. Right? Why? Sorry. We're still with obstacles. How to overcome the obstacles of reading.
One can be accountable to someone and report to someone that every day he's reading this.
Good. Much. Very good. We should have a friend whom we should give report to. Today I have read this. Today I have read this. We should have somebody. That we are reporting to. So the person is expecting our report every day. Very good. All right. In reading, what do we look at in reading? What are we looking at while we are reading? You understand my question?
What is there for
us to apply?
What is there?
You see, we should have a goal. In reading, what are we looking at? In every text or chapter we read. Four things are there.
Four things.
Philosophy. When you're reading, you should look for philosophy. Analogies. Prabhupada gave. Analogies. Similarities. Similarities. How can you connect this verse to others from Chaitanya-charitamrita or from Bhagavad Gita? Story. The four things you find. Yes. So in other words, we should not read the alphabet. Reading does not mean the alphabet. We should connect. If you don't connect, you'll not be able to get that the potency inside that you won't get the potency. So the amount of purification we need will not come out. Just like if I'm having a casual association with you, I will not benefit as much as the benefit I will get by being absorbed in that relationship I have with you. Is it not? The relationship becomes deeper, and the deeper the relationship, the best result you get from that relationship. The same with reading. Actually, that is reading. Not just scan it. Not just scanning. Quote by Srila Prabhupada about reading. No. We should deeply connect with it. Why do we read and forget?
Porque leemos y
esquecemos. Why do we read and forget?
Porque leemos y
just scanning.
When you read, when you read and forget, why? Scanning? What do we read and forget?
Mechanical approach.
Mechanical approach? Yes, mechanical approach.
We are not getting absorbed.
Not absorbed.
When we love, we don't forget.
We are not absorbed.
No, no, sir, so
we don't preach.
No, 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 just I don't preach. No, I don't preach. You are not absorbed.
No, no, sir, so we
are. Yes. You are reading, at the same time, you are thinking of something else.
Mm.
When you close the book, blank. What have you read? Nothing.
Nada.
So absorption means what?
Absorption.
You should be there.
So there is
what you are reading.
Okay, what is that?
Don't think of something else.
Don't pense. You know what
I'm saying? So we do little exercise. We have done many exercises.
Now.
So now we do another one. This is the last one. This is the last one. You ready? When Krishna walked on the bank of the Jamuna, what is your mind? What is in your mind?
Picture.
Yes.
Picture.
Yes.
Picture.
Yes. The picture of Krishna should come in the mind and walking. If you see Krishna, if you see Jamuna. When Krishna walked on the bank of the Jamuna, he was seen nicely decorated with tilak on his
forehead.
On his
forehead.
On his face. You see how the mind works? Because you regularly remember forehead. You see, many devotees does like this unconsciously.
Unconsciously.
See, you say, Jayarada Madhava. The devotee, Jayarada Madhava. Why? Yes, they are used to one tune. So even if you are singing a different tune, they would not hear it. They will hear the one which is already registered in the head.
Person comes to a temple to sing Mangala.
They will
sing the same tune.
Yes. That's the mind works. So here, proper use the face. Because many places he used the forehead, so we are remembering the forehead. But in this particular one, he used the face. So what do we see? Can anyone repeat it? You see? When Krishna walked on the bank of the Jamuna, he is seen nicely decorated with tilak on his face. It's a practice. So we are not developing our mind. Because the mind is not connected with what we do. So Krishna consciousness means what? To be deeply connected. So in other words, we should be able to read this from our head without looking at the book. This is Krishna consciousness. That is why many of us are very dry in our Krishna consciousness. Not doing this, we will commit suicide. We are committing suicide. Because you would not get the amount of nourishment which we needed. Many devotees are also committing suicide. It's physical suicide. It's a disgrace. A devotee is committing suicide. Devotees should never, ever remember this. Many devotees contemplate suicide. Many. It is disgrace.
That
we are not making a required advancement. Is it because the facilities are not available? Huh?
No.
No. We are not absorbed. We are not sufficiently stimulating our mind in Krishna consciousness. So His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj, a few years ago, he said, We should do what?
Space in
is Krishna consciousness. Space out is Maya. We are space out. Space in. Means what? Yuktvaivam. What is Yuktvaivam? Absorption. This is Yuktvaivam. This is alignment. Alignment. Or this alignment. See? This alignment. They are fixed. This is Yuktvaivam. Krishna used this verse. This word in Bhagavad Gita. Where in Bhagavad Gita? Where is that? Yuktvaivam. In Bhagavad Gita. But where? Yes, Manmana Mahabhakta. Two times Krishna repeated this verse. Yuktvaivam. Absorption. That is space in. So this is a process. When Krishna walked on the bank of the Jamuna, he was seen? No. Nicely decorated. With tilak on? He was garlanded with different kinds of
forest flowers.
He was nicely decorated with
forest flowers.
The bumblebee became mad after. I miss it. And his body was smeared with the pulp of sandalwood and tulsi leaves. Because of this, the bumblebee became mad after the fragrance and sweetness of the atmosphere and began to they were humming. The bumblebees became mad after the fragrance and sweetness of the atmosphere and began to hum. Being pleased by the humming sound of the bees, Krishna would play his flute. And together, the sounds became so sweet to hear that aquatic birds like cranes swans and ducks were charmed. Instead of swimming or flying, they became stunned. They closed their eyes and entered a trance of meditation in worship of Krishna. They closed their eyes and entered in a trance of Krishna meditation. Krishna meditation. What is that? Duk Twaibam. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. What is the time?
6:50.
Any question?
One doubt is that without purity of mind, we cannot observe. So unless we are pure in mind, why should we read?
Yes. How do we become pure?
Common stone and tools.
Just wait one day. I become pure, then I become absorbed in chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Like that? It don't come like that. We have to practice it. We have to practice being absorbed. Then it will become a reality. Reality will come from reality. So Krishna consciousness, we are already doing our perfectional activities by practicing it. If you go to school, you must become a qualified doctor before you practice. In Krishna consciousness, we are already doing the activities we are going to do at our professional stage by doing it. This is a process. We start from the beginning. Then it will become a reality. Swarupa Goswami said, the devotional service, which is executed by engaging the senses, is called what? Devotional service in practice. The senses are already applied to this. Then the senses will become purified. Now to do that perfectional activity is our system. Yes.
Is the same effect from reading from the like electronic device and the printed books?
At least from paper, cellular, or
not the same.
No, I mean not the
same. They cannot be the same. Personalism. Personalism.
Personalism.
I have never in my life chanted on a machine. In my life. And I pray I should never chant on the machine. So chant on my bead. My Gurudev didn't give me machine, he gave me bead. Chant on the bead. I read this only outside.
Yes.
Actually, when I'm studying, I read the book directly. I identify with the book. Yes. I identify with the book.
what should be the minimum time for reading for a person who does not have taste in reading? ¿Cuánto tiempo mínimo para una persona leer que no tiene gusto?
Si la papá dice 2 horas.
Si la papá dice 2 horas.
But if you don't have 2 hours, 1 hour is good. I mean, 30 minutes is good.
1 hour, 30 minutes.
At least something is there.
Pelo menos alguna cosa.
Right?
Certo?
You don't feed a baby with the solid food. You start with semi
liquid.
So 30 minutes is good. Then you can go to 1 hour. Then you can go to 2 hours. Then you can spend a long time to study. Because now you are absorbed, you are relishing. You are getting something. So it is not, it's a natural thing. Just like you don't force someone to eat. It is natural for anyone to eat. Krishna consciousness should take us to that level. We are naturally practicing. You don't have to be told to chant. You don't have to be told to keep principle. You don't have to be told to read. You should. They are natural. You are not told to dress up. Krishna consciousness will come to this level. Either someone is seeing me or doesn't see me. I have to chant. I don't need somebody to see me. I told some devotees, see, let me tell you, even if the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is closed, I will chant Hare Krishna mantra.
If you let reading before going to bed,
very powerful.
Muito poderoso.
Very, very powerful.
Muito poderoso.
My Gurudev, he's selling Bhaktivedanta
Maharaj.
He said, we should have mindful sleep. Mindful sleep.
Dormir pensativo.
Mindful eating.
Comer
mindful. Pensativo. You should be mindful in taking prasadam. This way, manmana. Manmana. Mindful prasadam.
Prasadam.
Mindful speech.
Falar.
Mindful pensativo. Activities.
Consciente.
Mindful sleep.
Dormir
mindful pensativo. Hearing. Mindful reading. Mindful life. He gave different
things.
So when devotee read this, mindful sleep.
Don't be conscientious.
When I sleep, you are dead. So, why? Okay, I'm eating, I'll be mindful. That is understandable. How are you mindful in sleeping? How are you mindful in sleep? You have read it, no? You have read it? Mindful sleep. That's Bhagatu. One of my favorite. Mindful sleep. So what does it mean? One cannot practice or have mindful sleep if our day's activities are not mindful. When the day's activities are mindful, then you will have a mindful sleep. For example, if you chant attentive japa, when I'm sleeping, you chant, Nijin. When I'm sleeping, you chant. You will be cooking in a dream. You're having Harinam in a dream. You're preaching in a dream. That is mindful sleep. That is mindful sleep. So if you want to have a mindful sleep, read before you sleep. Read something. Or chant around or 2 or 3 rounds before sleep. Oh, you are hearing lecture. That will give you mindful sleep. You continue hearing that when you're sleeping. That is mindful sleep.
Isso é dormir consciente.
when we are reading, we have tendency like that we have inclination certain portion of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, certain verses. So sometimes that while reading, we find it like it's not much interesting, so we jump over to those sections. And in that way, this goes on pending, and we don't progress on our this reading. So how we can overcome, what should be our like strategy?
I think
that
is too fast.
We jump to different sections which we have some
interest in. Yes. Yes. So what is the current section? Okay. Well, now, all the different sections, quite not interesting.
Srila Prabhupada has condemned people jumping, not studying Bhagavad Gita, just going to the 10th canto of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada condemned that. They think Bhagavad Gita is not important. 10th canto of Bhagavad Gita, Rasa Lila, yes, this is it. Prabhupada condemns that. Bhagavad Gita is also spoken by Krishna. It's very sweet. The qualification for us to go to Bhagavatam is that we enjoy Bhagavad Gita. If we don't enjoy Bhagavad Gita, we're not qualified to hear Bhagavatam. And personally, I don't like the devotees jumping a verse. This verse has no purport. You jump to the next. I don't like it. Like yesterday. Very good. In the Bhagavatam class in the morning. It is from 8:20 to 46. So the speaker has to recite, oh, this is perfect. If they are not important, Vyasa will not put them there. Because they are important, he has put all these things. So we should go through step by step. And Prabhupada recommend, even if you don't understand, you should read again and again, again and again, again. The meaning will come. So this principle should be followed. Go through everything nicely. It's not that we must understand everything at once. Some may not understand at the time, but you continue. We continue. Gradually the taste will come. Like purification. Because studying the scripture is what? Studying the scripture is what? It's a sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
So sacrifice will bring purification. So Christians say sacrifice, charity and penance should not be, austerity should not be given up. Both of them should be done.
Sacrifice, austerity.
Why? Because they purify.
Okay?
Alright.
Acerto?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The Prabhupada ki
jai.
Amale Kadasi ki
jai.
Maya Pudam ki jai.
Jai.
Itai Gaur Prema.